Mr. Norton to lead us in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, good morning. I could do our introductions here. Our wet Thursday morning. Thankful for all the rain that we're getting. To my far right, Mike Dunker from Riadel. To my immediate right, Mr. Bill Massey from Forestville. Jeff Hales from Eureka. To my left, David Noren, Sebastopol. And my far left is John Corbett from McKinleyville. Ms. Heidi Harris and Carol Dean are absent this morning. Cap, introductions.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Catherine Kuhlman, your executive officer. And with us, we have Greg Nash doing sound, and a special thank to Greg for coming in last night. We lost power in the building and getting us all back up and running for this morning. So a special thank to Greg and to Luis, who was helping him at the other end. And then we have Patty Corsi, who is doing the sound, and Jean Lockett, who of course you all know, and staff counsel here today. We have Samantha Olson to my right, and Kim Niemeyer is also here, and Luis Rivera, and a number of staff who will introduce themselves as their items come up.
Great, thank you. Okay, we'll move on to our third item, officer elections.
I'd like to make a motion that we elect Jeffrey Hale to the chair position.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion that for the vice chairman, I nominate David Noren.
I would second that motion, Mr. Chair.
Favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. Congratulations, gentlemen.
Yep.
And I think we got a great slate of officers. So.
Thanks, John.
All right. Do we have any ex parte communication to disclose this morning?
Mr. Chair, as normal, I have been in December and the early part of January working with West County Sewers and speaking with state and local officials, and so I will recuse myself from anything that is a West County sewer.
Okay, thank you. Item that I've been looking forward to. Item five, we have a resolution for Mr. Bob Anderson. Mr. Massey, I'd give you.
Thank you, Mr. Hales. I think for many of us this is perhaps bittersweet, but nonetheless we will perhaps see if we can't end it on a happier note. This is resolution number R210014, expressing appreciation to Robert Bob Anderson. Whereas the members of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, wish to thank Robert Bob Anderson for his dedicated service to the people of the state of California as a Regional Water Board member and Regional Water Board chair. And whereas Bob was appointed to the Regional Water Board on December 5, 2005, in the category of irrigated agriculture. And whereas on January 17, 2008, Bob was elected chairman of the Regional Water Board, followed by a consecutive term on January 29, 2009, and served in that capacity until November 30, 2009. And whereas Bob's calm manner, deft handling of deliberative procedures, and dry wit set the tone for comfortable and professional board meetings and eased tensions in difficult situations. And whereas Bob's attention to detail, including those reading of all agenda materials and extraordinary examination of tables, footnotes, and references, kept staff on their toes and made for more complete and accurate orders. And whereas Bob seemingly was able to attend two meetings at the same time in different places, thus providing an unparalleled coverage of issues. And whereas Bob's influence was felt outside the boardroom, extending beyond contact to high levels in the state and beyond, enriching our decision-making by providing valuable perspective and knowledge of agriculture and formulating alternative solutions to water quality issues. And whereas, for special occasions, we could count on Bob to set up a game of coob and find a unique venue to enjoy exceptional choices of food and wine. Whereas Bob's commitment to the environment, water quality, and sustainable future influenced us all, we will miss him. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the members of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, wish to express their sincere appreciation for Bob's distinguished service to the board and the people of the state of California, and wish Bob and his wife, Mary, the best in their future endeavors. Signed by all members of this board. And we will provide you with this. The other thing that we have here is a sign that many of us, I think, have looked at, and that is Mr. Anderson's nameplate, and we're not giving it to him. We are putting this aside in the vault in the hopes that we will get to use it again. Thank you, Bob. Speech.
No.
Well, I have turned off my cell phone. and other than that, I know you're expecting a speech, but all I can say is, yep.
Classic Bob.
It's been a good ride. I've enjoyed myself. Been an honor to serve, and been great to work with you guys. And we'll have you back for playing Coob again. So I thank you.
We have enjoyed it immensely. Thank you very much.
I know, there's Ms. Dodek in the back. Hi, Tam.
It's my turn.
It's your turn. All of the wonderful happenings that are going on at the state level.
Oh, yes, there are so many of them.
Please.
Good morning. Congratulations on your election as chairman.
Thank you.
Good morning, board members, staff. It's my pleasure to be here today in nice, rainy, wet Santa Rosa. And I want to wish you all a happy new year. And to take this opportunity to say something that I don't think gets said often enough, and that is to thank you for the work that you do, for your commitment to this region, to the state, in tackling our tremendous water issues. I know it's often a thankless job, except for that $100 a day that you participate here. But I know each and every one of you do that. Do this because of your commitment to the people of this region and to protecting the precious water resources that we have. And in these days of so many challenges, whether they come from Sacramento or elsewhere, your commitment, your leadership, I think sets a tremendous high standard, not only for other regional boards and for the state board, but also it reflects really well in terms of the quality of your staff and the work that your staff does. I'm continually impressed by this region, by your executive officer and the staff that you have. And I think that is a great reflection on you and a great reflection of you. So let me take this opportunity to once again thank you. And let me also include in that thanks my gratitude to Bob Anderson. It's been my pleasure to get to know Bob. I consider him a tremendous asset to this region, as well as someone who I'm happy to call a friend. And like you said, Mr. Massey, I look forward to the opportunity of once again working with Bob, or just not even working, but having Bob back on the board, and I do hope that will happen soon. So with that, let me quickly run through a couple of things happening at the state level. Interestingly enough, the actions that we're involved in that has the most significant impact for this region are mainly in the water rights area. As you may have heard, the state board has directed our staff to initiate a rulemaking process to regulate the diversion of water for frost protection. And so staff will begin working on that. And our expectation is that those regulations will be in place before March of 2011. So that would be the next frost protection season. Also, with respect to the Russian River area, staff is proposing to release, I believe, definitely by the end of the month, the revised AB 2121 in stream flows guidelines. As you know, that one is long overdue. And so at this time, the projection is that those guidelines will be released in draft form again. And the expectation is that it will come to the state board for consideration in either March or April of this year. So those are the two major water rights issues that I think has significant impact here. In the water quality arena, since I'm on a roll here of things that are so popular in this region, let me briefly touch on septic. Our staff has been working with the environmental health directors. The board members are being briefed next week on the proposed revision to the septic regs. Again, it is staff's expectation that those regs will be released in draft form, revised regs, I should say, shortly, and then we'll start again the public comment period, and hopefully the revised regulations will get to the board shortly as well. And then finally, a topic that I know is of great interest to Vice Chair Noren, underground storage tanks program. The State Water Board on Tuesday took some action for on-site closures, and we expect additional sites to be recommended by our staff for closure next month as well as in the months to come. It is part of our effort to look at the underground storage tank cleanup program as well as the fund program and see where we can make improvements that obviously still is protective of water quality and public health. We have formed two task forces, and we expect to receive their recommendations for changes and improvements to both the fund and the cleanup program at our second February meeting. And that's about, I think, all there is to share. But let me just close again by thank you, all of you, and let me just say that I know some uncomfortable awkwardness between the state and regional board when it comes to a certain matter. I certainly don't feel that case in working with your staff and working with you, and I hope that line of communication remains open between us, where appropriate, of course. And with that, I'll close. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Questions? Okay. Any board members have any items to report on? Okay. No chair's report. There was not a January chair's call. The scheduling was a little too close to New Year's holiday, so the decision was to defer until February. So have some news to report at our next meeting. And anything, Kat, do you want to report out or save that to the end? We'll do it at the end. Okay. Great. All right. So now we can move on to our public forum. So time for the general public to address the board on any matter within our jurisdiction, excluding those items on the agenda. I don't have any speaker cards. If anybody would like to come up and speak, now's the time for doing that. We need to fill out a speaker card for that. Look like it, so we will move on. To approval of our December meeting minutes, we have some revisions. They just look very slightly editorial, just additional comments reported that weren't in our agenda here. Doesn't look like anything of major significance.
With those revisions, Mr. Chair, I would give you a motion to accept the minutes of December 2009.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Thank you. Moving on to items 2 through 4, our uncontested items.